If you don't know me, my name is David Delaney. My wife, Barbara, and I have been members here for coming up on 9 years. So I come before you today very humble, as a humble servant, and I need to tell you a little story to start this time. As you see in the bulletin, Pastor Monica had asked me this week to share a testimony, Barbara and I share a testimony relative to stewardship. So earlier this week, as I was preparing, I asked her, how much time did I have? And she said, maximum 4 to 5 minutes. And so me, thinking it would be fun, I said, well, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge because I'm going to have to cramp some of my material. I have a lot I want to say. And so she laughed. And so as the week unfolded and the events that I shared with you unfolded, is she sent me the news of where what she was dealing with. She said, Sunday, you now have the sermon. So one of the first lessons here is be careful what you ask for. God will put you in that place. So that's why I'm here this morning. So I ask for your grace and mercy. Is I just want to take this time to share. I thought about what we're talking about purpose, and during this season of stewardship, what could I share? And basically, it's how I thought about it is this is the reflection on my journey to today. So all I'm going to try to do is humbly share with you some key things, what I call nuggets of lessons that I've learned through my journey to today, and I just want to share with those with you humbly. So I again ask for your grace as we get through this. So if you'll pray with me before I start. Father, we just come thanking you for this time we have to worship you. Just ask that you bless us, bless this time. I just ask that the words that I share might be the message you would have us hear. In your name we pray. Amen. So for me, this is interesting because I speak with a lot of people typically every week. This is a normal thing for me, but this process is not normal. So as I told Keith earlier, I'm used to giving presentations, always ad lib, never by a script. So for sure, I'm going to need your patience as I walk through this. But a little bit about me, so you know how this journey goes. I thought this photograph was very appropriate as I share. It's about the journey, and it's never clear where that journey goes, right? I grew up on a farm in Western Kentucky with very humble background. So that's the life I came from. So as this journey unfolds, this scripture has always meant a lot to me, but always challenged me. As we think about 1 Peter 4:10, as each one of us has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So how does that apply? And so as I think about that, that is a continuous process. And so as I reflect and share with you today, the gifts and talents that I have become aware of in my life have dramatically shifted and changed in that journey I showed you going down the path. And so it's always seeking God's will, but always being ready to listen. And just like today, this wasn't my plan this time last week, but plans change and God reveals new pieces. And so I think that's a key part of the message. The other piece I want to share with you, tied back to my background, is growing up in a farm community with all relatives, everybody was on farms. I learned early a couple of things, and you're going to see this as I share, the value of hard work. And that has served me tremendously well, and I believe, and I'm going to share some scriptures that I find meaningful to me that reinforce God wants us to be faithful servants that work. The other piece is I was surrounded by people of integrity. And I think that's the other piece that falls through this as we go through this. So if we go forward, simple chart. One of the things, if you get to know me, I like to keep things simple. I actually use this a lot with people every week that are struggling. David, I'm struggling with my job. I'm struggling with my life. And today we're talking about purpose in the scripture we shared. I often think about assessing your gifts. What are your gifts? What are you good at? And then how do you share it? And then this interconnection, what I call the sweet spot, is if you're there with your gifts and talents and what you do, there's joy, there's passion. And so the team I work with every day, people I work with in council, we talk about our passion for what we do and being passionate. And so one of the things that unnerves me when I hear people sharing stories, I call, you know, the verses from the country song around working for the weekend. If I can just make it till Friday. I'm like, 5 days out of seven, you're dreading life. That's not how God created us. So I really challenge people, find your passion. What are you good at? What do you get up in the morning and excited about your day? And that, I think, is where God wants to use us with our time, our energy, and our talents. So I share that with you as being very, very meaningful around how we work through it. One quote I particularly like, I want to share with you. Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with your talent is your gift to God. So for me, that's very meaningful. If we go to the next slide, this scripture means a lot to me. There's so much here. I could talk to you for a long time, but Proverbs 19, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So two words jump off this verse to me as I reflect on my journey to today. Listen is the key word. Listen. There are a lot of wise people around us every day. And be open to that as well as listen to God. He's always there as well. And then the next word is equally important is discipline. Accept discipline. I think that's a piece in our world today. There's a lot of struggle with understanding how we grow in our wisdom, but also accept discipline and how we grow in that. And lastly, I know you all have heard, I've heard it many, many, many times. You know, we talk about people plan, God laughs. So true, as we have all these plans and dreams, but going back to my previous chart, where's your sweet spot? What brings you passion and joy? The other thing I think I would share here, and it's tied to the previous slide, is it's never too early, even as children, to be aware what your talents and gifts are, and it's never too late. It changes. I will share with you personally, the job I have today, what brought me here, was nothing I imagined even 15, 20 years ago. So again, humble farm boy, loved agriculture, wasn't able to stay on the farm. It wasn't big enough, so I pursued a degree in agriculture and a career that way. Brought me all the way here today where God has put this in front of me, where I manage a global business that's very significant. So I'm working with farmers all over the world. Never dreamed in a million years that was even possible. It's all tied back to listening to God, others, and finding the way. Next slide. So the next nugget I want to share with you, because I think this is central, I know, to me, and sets up a lot of things for me, is around gratitude. To me, it's a choice. You can choose to be grateful. Every day you wake up. And what I find is if you wake up and your heart is anchored in gratitude, you can deal with anything. God has given me that peace to know it's a choice, but at the same time, it's extremely powerful, a position of gratitude. And again, tied to getting to travel around the world, visiting with farmers. So I'm not in big cities in whatever country, India, Cambodia, Chile, wherever. I'm out in the country. These people, they reinforce, and you see it a lot in the agricultural community, so filled with gratitude. Because one of the things you learn, and I know Harvey's here, you learn is and when you're connected to farm, you get the fact that everything comes from God. You're totally dependent on God for your survival and your livelihood. So I bring forth gratitude. I really challenge all of us to continue to grow in this. I think this is a key piece of our journey as we seek our purpose, is to be grounded and founded in gratitude. And this takes me to the next piece, which I want to reinforce around happiness. And I think that's why gratitude and being rooted in gratitude drives happiness. It's just being gratitude enables us to be happy. No matter what we're facing, life is a challenge. There's good times and bad times, but rooted in gratitude enables happiness. Next slide, please. So as I mentioned, so as we think about our purpose, it's also important to understand how we fit into God's plan. So for me, this scripture is central to understanding how we fit into everything. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So one of the challenges that I know I have to continue to work at to stay calibrated correctly, and I think we, especially in this country, have to work at, is we think we have things. I own this, I want that. It's fascinating to me. I work with a team of people that are from all over the world, and they always reflect on that they are just fascinated by the United States culture, where we're so consumed with stuff. And we have to have stuff now. Click Amazon and it's here tomorrow. We have to always stay calibrated that none of what we have is ours. It's all God's. And that's the key concept also I want to share with you as we walk through this, is we're just managers. I read a story recently, is if there's a lot of Christian companies in this country, right? So if you work at one of those and say you're the finance director, you sign the checks, if that Christian company says we tithe on all of our profits every month, if your job is to write the checks, you don't think about whether or not you should write that check to the church for that company's tithe, because your job is just to write the checks. Makes sense. Fundamentally, that's how God is with us. Is He's given us everything. We're just the managers. He's the owner. Next slide, Keith. So Matthew 25, just as a reminder, it's the parable of the talents, or the parable of the bags of gold. If you remember this parable, Jesus talks about how an owner calls in his servants before he goes on a trip. And if you remember, he gives one 5 talents or 5 bags of gold, the other 2, and one he gives 1. A key piece of this, and a really important learning for me as I've gone through life, is God doesn't give everybody the same talents or the same magnitude. We're all given different things that we're supposed to accomplish, but the expectations are different based on what He's given us. And what you see from this is the one He gave 5, right, came back and he had 10. So God says, you've been faithful over little, I'll set you over much. Again, I think it reinforces hard work. We see the same thing with the servant he gave 2 bags to. He came back, he had 4. He was blessed. The servant had 1, went and buried it. Didn't do anything. Buried it in the ground, was worried he might lose it. Knew, thought the master was tough. And so he was not blessed. He was actually cursed. So I think this, to me, brings home so many points around hard work. We don't receive all the same gifts and talents, but we're measured on what we do with what we've been given. I truly believe that. The other thing I think God challenges us to do is invest our lives and not waste our lives. Ask us to invest it. I heard something recently struck me in a very powerful way, is the person challenged us to stop and think about all the people in your life, as I do that today standing here, who've invested in you. Time, energy in you. Grandparents, parents, teachers, coworkers, friends. A lot of people have invested a lot in you. How are you going to basically pay that back? So the last piece of the scripture tied to the servant who buried it is the one thing with our talents and our resources. I think it clearly speaks to me, don't hoard, give. We hear a lot of today in today's culture about hoarders. Well, clearly God doesn't want to hoard our talents that we've been given or our resources. We should be generous. Okay, next. So connected to that, and the big challenge for all of us, especially live in this country, love this verse. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. You can go to the next. Huge challenge. This is a huge challenge. Normal today in this country is to be broke, right? I just read yesterday, now in this country, the average car payment is $490 a month. It's amazing. We've got to really think about what we've been given and how God's asked us to manage that. One of the things that Barbara and I have learned is this whole journey tied to stewardship is really understanding none of this is ours. It's all God's, very much like the servants given, and just trying to be faithful in giving and live and give generously. And we're always amazed around God wants us to do more. But I think it goes back to God wants people to do different things, but use what you have well. Okay, next slide. So just a reminder, again, another verse, especially meaningful to me, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we have brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it, right? Again, there's no luggage rack on a hearse, right? But the key word here, and this is another one of the David nuggets, if you will, that goes with the whole piece around gratitude, happiness, find your purpose. There's a key word here that also is essential. It's contentment. You go to the next slide, Keith. Being content with what you have is huge, right? And I see this. I see a lot of people that have a lot of material things. They're not content. And at the same time, I know a lot of people, and I've grown up and been around a lot of people in my life that didn't have a lot, but they were amazingly content, incredibly happy. But they used everything they had the best they could. And so I just raise up to you that contentment is that other key element of what God is calling us to do as we find our purpose. And I think the thing that comes with this that's the thread is this is where peace comes from. People talk about living in peace, is that through contentment is where you find the peace. Thank you, Keith. Next slide. I put this up, and I'll let you read it. For me, this summarizes everything I want to share with you. And I'm a big believer in this happiness is a perfume you cannot pour on others without getting a few drops on yourself. I believe it. I was so blessed as a teenager working on a farm. And there was one particular worker that I had the opportunity to work with from time to time. And I observed that anytime he was out, no matter what job we were doing, whether it was harvesting tobacco or getting up hay, whatever we were doing, if he was a part of the crew, everybody was happy. Everybody's energy was through the roof. But if he wasn't there a day, it was a different dynamic. So it was a huge impact on me to understand that how you present yourself, your energy, your happiness, it spreads, it's contagious. So I share with you. Last slide. And really what I want to do here is just in summary, firstly, thank you for your patience with me as I share. But I want to just, in summary, say what I will share, my journey to today is I really challenge all of us, live with purpose, find your purpose, no matter your age. What brings you joy? Get up and do that every day. And when you do that, you'll live with passion. And that's a beautiful place to be. That's my testimony is, Barbara will tell you, I wake up early and I get to work early. I'm excited about what I do. The other thing is don't be afraid to grow. It's okay to fail, because that's how you grow more. One of my learnings as I've made this journey is I'm now in a place when I look at my year, there's always things I have on my, whether it's my objectives at work or in my personal life, that scare me. And what I've learned is those things that are scary are actually the things that give me more passion and grow. So don't be afraid to grow. Also, don't forget we're all just managers. There is no luggage rack on a hearse. We just manage what God has given us. Think about that as we go into this stewardship time. How does God want you to use what you have? And then lastly, be grateful every day. Find something to be thankful for. Be content. Be happy. And that's that one verse around transform your mind. I think that's what that scripture's about. It's so easy to conform with the world. But if we're intentional about transforming our minds to be grateful, content, and happy, I think we can live and give generously. And so I just challenge all of us to be in prayer about that. Thank you again for your time. Thank you so much.